Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us here on our program. We have Leslie Stevens joining us today, along with music producer Kent Hertz. We're going to talk a little bit about something called the Tanner Foss Project. And I want to welcome both Leslie and Kent to our program this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you for having
your time.
Us.
You betcha, absolutely. Leslie, Tanner was your son, and you suddenly lost him about a year and a half ago, and he had a bright future, and I'm sure a bright smile, and lots of positive things he wanted to accomplish. Can you talk a little bit about Tanner?
Tanner was just a generous, giving, wonderful soul. He wanted the best for everybody. He wanted everybody to be taken care of and happy, and his real love was music. And he had been working on some things, and I kind of hooked him up with a friend of mine, Kent Hertz, and they were going to maybe Kent was going to give Tanner some tips and maybe work a little bit with him this summer after he passed. So that never quite came to fruition, but it was something that he loved, and it's something that I would like to carry on for him in his memory, and maybe create a legacy of giving and music and combining the two.
Absolutely. Kent, did you know Tanner personally as well as professionally, working with him musically?
So I knew him personally. Leslie and I grew up with the Stevens family. We lived two blocks away in Malvern. And I left, for 20 years and went and pursued my career and stuff. And got a call from Leslie a few years back and said that Tanner was interested in being a recording engineer and music producer. And if I would talk to him and kind of guide him into schools and stuff like that. So Tanner and I had been talking for quite a while, and he was also sending me music and stuff he was working on. And I was counseling him as far as what directions to go. Like, I went to Nashville and then Miami and L.A., and so I was looking up, trying to figure out what schools and what cities would be best for him. And, that summer he was going to come out and stay with me in Los Angeles and shadow me in the studio. And I ended up going out on tour for a month and got back and was texting Tanner, and he never replied. And then I found out he had passed on.
Difficult to see that happen to anybody, but when you have someone who has so much desire to do something, so much love, and it sounded like the music was not only something he loved, but something that he really had an interest and talent in.
Yeah, he did. He was very talented, especially growing up in a smaller community. I mean, 20 years ago, being in the music industry was pretty non-existent. That's why I had to leave. So I'm always really interested in somebody that wants to do that and want to help them as much as possible.
You bet. Well, once we get over the grieving process, when we lose someone, especially someone young, talented like Tanner, it's always difficult to figure out where to go next. But Leslie, you've grabbed a hold of what's called the Tanner Foss Project now, and you're working to kind of continue that legacy.
Yeah, I guess for me, as I went through, and I'm still going through different stages of the grief. For me, when you go to someone's funeral and they're older, there's like a legacy, there's a story. And unfortunately, when you lose somebody so young, there's not a whole lot of story there yet. There's not a whole lot of meat to that. So for me and for my kids, what we want to do is we want to take that and we're going to make the legacy for him. We're going to, we're going to make it happen for him.
Yeah, Tanner, I don't know if we mentioned, Tanner, 19 years old when he passed away of a pulmonary embolism very suddenly. But the Tanner Foss Project now is something to kind of help continue his legacy with music.
Correct.
Yeah.
Talk about how you put that together.
The idea is to help kids and artists that want to get into music and not really sure how to go about it. And so we want to provide opportunities as far as education and involvement in projects similar to the Christmas album that we just did, and to bring those kids in and actually show them how the production process works and get them involved into the products. And so it's real world experience right off the bat. And then the albums and the project that we release funds the Tanner Foss Project. And so we're fundraising to give these kids either scholarships or help with their own projects, or basically just to give them
Even opportunities like bringing people in for audio camp, for Broadway Advantage camp, just different things that we can provide for groups of children rather than just one specific child. It'll embrace an entire community, or actually an entire corner of the state.
Sure. I suppose, Leslie, there's probably the potential, depending upon how the early fundraising and things go, that the Tanner Foss Project could be much different years from now than it is right now, depending upon how it branches out.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm sure. Well, right now, I know you've put a CD together of some terrific Christmas music. I've had a chance to demo that a little bit and listen to some of the tunes on there. That's a very high-quality product. How was that put together?
I'll let the famous L.A. producer talk about that part of the project.
Well, we had actually started this a year ago, and I was out of town on another project, and then I didn't get back in time. But so then this year came around, we started putting it together, and it's all local artists, and basically I just started bringing people into the studio and recorded as much as possible, and we picked the songs that went best on this album, and that's it. So all the art design, everything is done right here in Malvern.
Well, I tell you, when you say local artists, folks may not realize the kind of talent we have around us, because these are real quality tracks that you put down.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were very lucky. It was a lot of fun, and it was truly, it was a lot of people put in a lot of time. It was definitely a labor of love, and it just shows you even how much talent is in our area, just in that small group of artists that gathered together for this project. So I can't even imagine what's still out there.
You bet. Did you put out a call for folks to participate, or did you go looking for people?
We did. We did both, actually. So there were a lot of people that were interested, and then
We strong-armed the rest.
And then one artist in particular, Jackie Akers, she's from Carson, and I had connected with her over the summer and done some recording and gave her a call, and she was all for it. So she came in, did a few songs, and these came out really well.
Yeah, it really did. It's really good stuff. And it's Christmas music. It's something that everybody can be familiar with to start with. They'll be familiar with a lot of the tunes. But the quality of the production, very good. A lot of talent there, too. And if folks would like to get a copy of that, I guess that's the next step. Is it's great to produce something, but as you know in the music business, you got to get it in folks' hands, too. And that's how we raise money for the project, right?
Correct.
How can folks get their hands on that?
So they can either go to thetannerfossproject.com. And you can get it online there, or we do have physical copies in Malvern at the Malvern Cafe. Where else, Leslie?
Mulholland's Grocery.
Mulholland's Grocery.
The Malvern Library.
And then what do we have in Glenwood?
We've got Tabor Floral in Tabor. We've got Dr. Mike Kinkle with Kinkle Family Chiropractic in Glenwood. And then they can always go on the site, and we will always, you know, we will meet anybody, send it across the miles, however you want to get it. We'll work with everybody.
We've been shipping out a lot of CDs.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I know I was tipped off to this by the folks at the Wilson Performing Arts Center at Red Oak.
Yes.
Are they involved in this too?
There are CDs available at the Wilson. Kara is in charge of that. Her daughter, Abigail, is on the album. She's another one of the wonderful, talented artists that are featured. So, yes, they can also get those at the Wilson and Red Oak.
Very good. And, again, when they do purchase that CD, when they get themselves a copy, they are also, in addition to enjoying some great music that's locally produced, they're also getting an opportunity to support a real good cause and continue to foster that creativity in young people. TannerFossProject.com, again, is where you can go online if you want to see more and find out how to get a copy of that production there. Well, I really thank you both very much. This is something that could really grow and should be impacting a lot of different lives. So we hope it continues to move forward like this for you guys, and we look forward to maybe some more presentations as we go along, too. I hope you get a chance to do some more work, because it's really turned out to be a really quality production.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for letting us talk about it.